Now, when you go to the supermarket, you're presented with endless choices among the various products that you have a need for. Some manufacturers take extra steps even to gain your attention and win your favor by offering coupon discounts. In many ways, that's what's been happening with schools and education. School choice has turned the education opportunity for children from a single path to a variety of routes, each offering its own benefits tailored for specific needs. My next guest is an education advocate and filmmaker whose latest film looks at school choice. It's called The Ticket, The Many Faces of School Choice. We say good morning to Bob Bowden. Good morning, Bob.
Yes, I'm doing well. Hey, Chris. Good morning.
And I'll give you the website, choicemedia.tv. Watch a trailer of The Ticket, learn more about this, as well as Bob's previous work, the Cartel, where, again, it gives you a great, very honest insight into the education process. But let's work with The Ticket here, The Many Faces of School Choice. For the uninitiated, just how many faces choices are there nowadays that parents might not even be aware of?
Sure. Well, the new film called The Ticket is about seven forms of school choice in seven states. Along with the National School Choice Week whistle stop train tour that happened last year across the country and will happen again this year for School Choice Week in the last week of January. The train went across the country, and we just noticed based on its route that it would be hitting all of these different kinds of place that would be going into different towns and cities and states where different kinds of school choice options were available. So we did a film profiling the parent trigger movement in California, homeschooling in Kansas, inter-district choice in Missouri, where you leave one town school system and go to another neighboring town school system based on your own choice, charter schools in Chicago, vouchers in Cleveland, online learning in Pennsylvania, and a private scholarship school in Rochester, New York. So it's about this kind of explosion of options and how these different kinds of school choice movements are starting to converge under one umbrella idea called school choice.
You mentioned that that one option of living in one town, going to another district. Of course, that's also here in New Jersey. They call it the Inter-District Public School Choice Program. At least at this point, there are 136 approved choice districts for the 2014-15 school year. And maybe was I oversimplifying it with the introduction as far as comparing it to products on the shelf, or is that really parallel to what school choice has become? Because I remember when charter schools first came into being, and they were met with a lot of hostility, not just from the education from teachers, but even some parents weren't too keen on their initial first steps of what their idea was all about.
Well, you're being awfully kind. I think there are plenty of parents that still oppose charter schools because they, if they have this, I would call it the kind of antiquated one-size-fits-all philosophy of education that's, you know, it takes money away from our local schools, and they kind of treat the money as if it's the schools own that money. And so any new educational option like a charter school where students would prefer to be and tuition money flows to instead, some in New Jersey and around the country still oppose that because they kind of think, well, that's the district losing its money as if it's theirs. Instead of thinking about it the way most of us in the education reform and school choice movement think of it, which is that the money is for the kids. It's not for the bureaucracy, the building, the adults, the administrators, the staffers, all the contractors, that kind of infrastructure that's part of traditional public education. If you think of it as money for the kids, then whatever best educational choice for that kid makes most sense is where the money ought to go.
Or in other words, power to the parent, the benefit for the kids, and the bureaucracy is just the overseer, not the driver.
Yeah, power to the parent is really it's actually a way to disaggregate the power and give power to every single different family to all collectively make their own decisions. Just as in the analogy you made about being at a store and seeing products, or everything else in American life, where we pick what kind of car we want to buy and what kind of running shoes we want, and you know if we want an iPhone or an Android, we have all of these other choices in everything we do. And so the idea that that education is this one area where still today most kids go to this one school based purely on their home street address is, well, it's what our cause is fighting against.
Talking with education school choice advocate Bob Bowden about his new film, The Ticket, The Many Faces of School Choice. This is in tandem, by the way, with National School Choice Week 2014, which runs through February 1st, and the film will be available for general distribution after February 1st. You can watch a trailer over at choicemedia.tv, and you'll listen to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned the geographic stops earlier, Los Angeles, Topeka, Kansas City, Chicago, Cleveland, Erie, and Rochester in New York State. Was there more consistency in the interest and the enthusiasm among parents and their families for the school choice options, or were there differences and variables from city to city?
What's amazing is if you watch the parents and the kids talk about these schools and the schools they got out of, there's so much similarity that you walk away saying, you know, there have been people, these movements have been rivals and certainly thought of separately. There are people that are for the charter school movement but against vouchers, or they're skeptical of homeschooling but they may be for online learning, or there are different kinds of factions like this that had been kind of how this movement of school choice was defined before. And yet, if you watch this film and listen to the kids and parents, it's so clear that it's all the same motivation behind all of it. They all just want what's best for their kids. Many of them are frustrated in the situations they're in now. And when they're offered these additional options, they're so joyous and so appreciative that there is a better way that you end up forgetting that there's such a distinction between voucher versus charter versus online versus homeschooling. You end up just kind of thinking whatever works best for a particular kid is what makes most sense. So you leave the film with a sense of the remarkable similarities.
I would imagine, too, as an outsider looking in, not having any kids, and with, you know, my age being what it is, being long out of the school, the public school system at least, that this growth and this outreaching of school options, the charter, voucher, homeschooling, online learning, that's got to be a wake-up call, or at least a shake-up for the traditional, or I guess maybe we can call them the old-school schools, to get their stuff together and start performing better, if only to keep them losing students and in turn losing funding.
Right. I mean, the way we describe it is that for the first time that in many of these places around the country where there is school choice, the traditional public schools have a consequence to not doing the job. For years, for generations, many of these schools had absolutely, and to this day, some of them still have absolutely no consequence to failure. They can just be a dysfunctional school where, I mean, in Kansas City Public Schools, for example, 60% dropout rate between 9th and 12th grade. 60% of the kids drop out without even a high school degree. And that's a system that's thrown many, many tens of millions of dollars down the drain, as it's proven that money is not the solution and money doesn't equal quality. But so now, for the first time, there's this possibility that kids will use interdistrict school choice and leave that district. You mentioned New Jersey having interdistrict school choice. That's true, and a lot of people don't know about it. It's still, though, most districts don't have it, and the districts have to agree to an interdistrict bargain or deal, if you will. That's not the case in Missouri, where if you're by law, if you lose accreditation, then by law the kids are allowed to leave whether you like it or not. So that's somewhat different in Missouri. But New Jersey does have it, and it's growing, the interdistrict choice in New Jersey, and it's a thing more people should know about.
I mean, it's a long way to go. It's 136 approved districts. I think, was it, we have 586 total school districts?
I mean, it's around 600. You know, we could. I don't know the exact number today, but it's absurd the number of school districts that are in New Jersey, because it just creates lots of extra jobs for administrators and curriculum advisors and contractors and everything from the people that plan the cafeteria meals to the people that do the accounting to there's all kinds of non-teaching jobs that get redundantly created when you have so many school districts, because the, you know, average size of the school district is about 2,300 kids. I mean, I think my own high school had more than the average size of a New Jersey school district. When the districts are that small, it just creates a lot of these extra administration jobs, and it doesn't make sense.
The film is called The Ticket, The Many Faces of School Choice, and it's really a straightforward 38 minutes, and it's enough time for you to become better aware of either what is in your reach as a parent of a school child, or what should be within reach of you as a parent of a school child, if it isn't, and here in New Jersey or any other state that you might be listening to, to us on the stream, from charter to voucher to homeschooling to online learning. It's really, it behooves you as a parent and as a family to always want the best for your child and not to settle for what you think can only is only what's being offered. And like I said, and what Bob, I think, brings about with the ticket is it's the power belongs to the parent, not to the bureaucracy. And just every so often, the bureaucracy needs to be reminded of that. So you can go over to choicemedia.tv to watch the trailer of the ticket. If you see it being presented near you, please make it a point to give that 38 minutes of your time and attention to this work, because it does provide you with the empowerment you need as a parent and as a just as a caring person for not just your child, for all the children within the community that you live in, to always want the best options when it comes to the education, because the education is the foundation, obviously, for your child's future. And do keep that in mind as we go through National School Choice Week through February 1st, that you do indeed have choices. Check it out again, choicemedia.tv. Bob Bowden, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Anytime. Appreciate it.